One more piece.
Yeah, we'll go on the political bent again. This one's called Outsourcing the American Dream. We've been doing pretty well over the years, and I've seen you strutting around, showing off all your peacock feathers and acting like the big man on campus. And you know, it had to feel pretty good. I know what it was like. I'd hold parties and I'd change from one fancy dress to another, and I'd feel like the center of attention. I remember my novel release party, and my maid sister came, and I knew that she liked red rosé wine, so I was standing in the kitchen, chatting it up, and I saw her approaching. So I turned to the fridge, and I got the wine, and as soon as she got to me, I tilted the bottle toward her glass, and I just started pouring, and she said, "Hey, I was coming in here to get some wine," and I said, "I know," and I just kept grinning and talking to others and having a splendid time. Yeah, I know the feeling, like you own the world, like you'd be dressed up wearing a red robe and hat, and it looked like you should be saying, "Where are all of my bitches?" Or when I would see you with your black convertible out, top down, and you'd be dressed in your fancy suit, ready to hold open the car door, just like you hoped the man who owns the world would. You'd show up to parties in a tuxedo that you own. You'd give flowers to a girl that you were smitten with just after you'd met her to woo her. You'd go jet-setting throughout Europe, visiting China. You're the one on top, aren't you? Well, you always have been. You're the man with a plan. You're the one who lives life to the fullest. You're the one that shows the world how arrogant you are with all of your past successes. But Houston, there's a problem. You might not want to believe it, but since we've been resting on our laurels all this time, since our fat uncles have been sitting on the couch, burping with their cans of beer, or watching a football game while someone else does all the cooking and cleaning for them, well, while we've been feeling all cocky, thinking about how great we are, other countries have been training their students in our schools, and because we've gotten busy basking in our glory, and we've decided to outsource all the work that we're too lazy to do, and we've trained everyone else to beat us at our own game. Oh, I forgot to mention we were all so busy celebrating our military and our business accomplishments that we gave up on training ourselves to stay ahead. Well, while we've gotten lazy and taken a break for a while, everyone else has started excelling past us. So we buy our Japanese technology and we drive our German cars. We drink our French water. Evian. Naive. Can't people get that? We drink our French water when we're not drinking our French wine, and then we get as far away from the United States as we possibly can whenever we want to take a vacation. Well, I'm waiting for someone to realize that because maybe having the economy fall out from underneath our overzealous desire to get rich quick didn't allow us to see. But we've always been the giants. I mean, we were the first to fly an airplane. We were the first to land on the moon. We're in front of the world with medicines and healthcare. Speaking of healthcare, most people can't afford it now because we've researched the hell out of the diseases we've chosen to kill ourselves with. Because, I mean, stats say if North Americans have the highest rate of cancer versus the world, our kids are fat, and so many people work so many hours but still can't keep ahead, and at this point we can't even afford the fruits of our own labor any longer. Do we bring it upon ourselves when we try to get rich quick by suing doctors, forcing them to charge higher prices, driving up the cost for everyone? We complain that people who are on welfare still on the average own 2 television sets, and then every teen in America seems to now expect their own free cell phone. Is it that our standard of living has now risen so dramatically that everyone now expects everything handed to them on a silver platter? Do we ask for more without working for more? I mean, consider this. Teens complain about not getting a job out of school, while their guidance counselors tell them that they might have a chance if they get rid of the excess body piercings, or not wear a mohawk, or color their hair pink, or stain their skin with tattoos. And that's when the teens complain that they don't want to work for a place that doesn't accept them for who they are. Our president wants to protect our borders from terrorists, but then he wants to give temporary work visas to illegal Mexican immigrants so that other nations could be doing the work for us. And we wonder why we're unemployed. We get rid of excess building and manufacturing materials, which we think would cost too much to melt down and reuse. So we send our excesses to China, where they build high-rises from our scraps. Yeah, we can talk about how we were the high school quarterback and how we scored so many touchdowns and how everyone loved us back then. While we credit card ourselves into debt because we deserve the good things in life and we train other people to help us lose more in the world economy. Pretty soon prices will be going up and we won't be able to afford that convertible or the nice clothes or, for that matter, any of the niceties anymore. And we'll become a people who have the basics but not much else. And we'll wonder how we became a third world country and never saw it coming. Because we're on a mountainside, slipping into a canyon hole. But instead of enjoying this roller coaster ride before we crash and burn, can we stop it? Can we stop asking our government to tie our shoelaces up for us? Because, you know, man didn't first land on the moon because we didn't work for it. Because I know that we can start working again toward all that we actually can accomplish.